Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. What do golfers, farmers, and water sports enthusiasts have in common? The need for protection.
We're facing an epidemic. Skin cancer occurs in about 1 in 5 Americans.
Dermatologist and skin cancer surgeon Dr. Brian Baker with Dermatology of Southern Kentucky in Somerset says sun exposure for anyone is a risk. The majority of his patients are farmers, and he suggests they do what their grandparents did.
They worked in straw hats and wore long-sleeve shirts. It's only in the recent generations that we've seen people out working in hay or tobacco, for example, with no shirt on. So avoiding work during peak hours from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., that's not always feasible for a farmer, but anyone can wear a wide-brim hat and a long-sleeve shirt.
He says these few precautions are a fairly simple, doable strategy that takes a little time and can avoid so much down the road.
Most skin cancer does occur on the head and neck, also on the hands and forearms, areas that are exposed to the sun. Basal cell carcinoma is the most common type, and the most common location for that is on the nose.
He says avoiding it in the first place is the best strategy. Once skin cancers occur, he says a number of his patients require treatments as often as every few months. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit MidAmerica, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
We're back with skin cancer surgeon Dr. Brian Baker, and he suggests whether you're on a houseboat weekend, getting off the first tee box, or in the field cutting hay, protecting your skin is simple and worth the effort. He suggests being aware of your skin condition, taking a look every now and then.
Basal cell cancer usually presents as a clear to pink bump that may bleed or scab over. It can be very subtle in the beginning, but as it sticks around, it doesn't go away. Should clue you in that you may have a problem and should see a doctor.
If you see something, don't wait. Early medical attention provides greater success in treatment, whether it's basal cell carcinoma or the more serious melanoma, with its notable characteristics.
It usually is a dark brown or black mole that changes shape or bleeds. It frequently spreads to lymph nodes and other internal organs if it's not detected very early.
So protect yourself. Use that sunscreen and cover up. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.